Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
In this race of hardship that we're all involved in, and Hebrews certainly recognizes there are extensive hardships in life for all people and especially for Christians. And it talks about just be careful of the sin that can so easily entangle. And what Scripture is suggesting there is that suffering is not so much caused by sin, but we tend to see what we're made of in the midst of our hardships. And when we see things that come out in the midst of hardships that are sinful, then we confess them. It's very natural. It's not condemning. It's simply God's way of refining His people. So yeah, Scripture does weave them together, but in this really creative way that makes sense to our souls. That we don't go into our suffering thinking we sinned, but we should expect that we're going to be sanctified in the midst of our sufferings. We are going to be conformed to the image of Christ, which means we're going to be able to grow in loving Jesus and trusting Him, and also seeing places where we don't.
We come then we can come to help others with a greater sense of humility then, can't we? Because we've experienced some of those things ourselves.
Yeah, and maybe that's another way to say it. The best helpers are humble helpers who know their own weaknesses and their own sins. And perhaps the most simple way we could put it is we have this Lord's Prayer, and in the Lord's Prayer, it's assuming that we go through hardships, and in the midst of our hardships, what do? We confess our sins to the Lord, and we forgive others who have sinned against us. That's just sort of a normal, everyday feature of Christian life.
One of the things you've mentioned a couple of times, and one that we really need to take to heart, is just about praying with others, praying for ourselves in times of trouble. But what are some of your thoughts about how we pray with and for others as we walk alongside them in their suffering?
Two things I think of there. One is, how can we grow in praying with people? Even more than, I'll pray for you about that, to be able to say, let's pray about this now. It develops a community and communion together that is extraordinary. So that's one of the things that we're aiming for. The second thing, and this takes a little bit more skill, but we have the rest of our lives to grow in it. How can we hear what's on somebody's heart and link it to Scripture? That's, you know, when in doubt, we're always looking for ways for Scripture to guide us how to pray. It's that question, what do you think God says to us? We're saying it's got to sound good, and we know He says something because, especially in the midst of hardships, He is not silent. What do you think it is that He says? And again, here we don't have to be brilliant and know all these passages of Scripture. We can simply ask other people. We enlarge the circle and say, let's ask somebody else. Let's ask our pastor. How does he think we can pray?
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.